So we're starting a new file. So you spoke about what struck you and how people from across, like students from across identities turned up from different profiles, you're saying. They turned up and they all of them protested quite strongly against this incident that had happened. So what else?
No, the thing is that struck me was the spontaneity of the movement, the huge spontaneity. Second thing, the tenacity of the students in carrying out the movement. I mean, even 1.5 years after the initial term from where the movement began, still now, if there is a call to CBI, because now CBI is the investigative agency in Najib's case, the students for Jain, even if they don't turn up for others' protest, the people turn up in sizable numbers for Najib's protest. So this gives a feeling that for most of the students in the campus, this Najib's disappearance and the movement afterward, and that holds something special for them.
Yeah.
A memory, a coming of age for the students of JNU. Yeah. And still an element of disbelief that how can a student from JNU get disappeared like that? Yeah. All these things contributed to this, to the appeal to the students. But Najib's movement can still, to the appeal.
You're saying
can,
that?
Can still,
People still come.
I see the Najib's movement in a
that sentiment is still alive.
The sentiment, there's an appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in, in a different sense.
Yeah, I understand. And also,
come to the protest. Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, like just to push you a little further, you said that there is a disbelief that how can the student disappear from between us? But where is this disbelief coming from? Like, what did we think earlier of JNU as a campus? And how has that been shaken? Like, was JNU, like, did we think it was a very progressive space?
That way I was a bit wary of using the word sentiment and appeal is that, that gives you a sort of, nostalgic thing. The Najib's movement, we had a movement. The thing is that Mujib movement is still happening now. The movement has not ended. So Najib's movement was not a movement from the past. The movement
it's
is continuing.
Ongoing,
And and the appeal, I'm saying that it's not some sort of the appeal is different from the appeal of the 9th February movement. I mean, we can speak of it as a nostalgia. That movement happened sometime back. We fought it, we won it in a way, and there was media's role in it, there was a spectacle in it. I mean, you can associate a sense of nostalgia with that, but with Najib's movement, you cannot. So, the movement is continuing, and the question you were asking, getting back to it, I'm saying is that, for a lot of people in JNU, for a lot of students in JNU who were in movement, active movement for the past 10 years, in the past 8 years, who were in PhD now. Najib movements was a sort of, for a sort of awakening for them. I mean, an awakening from the slumber in a way. I mean, the slumber of thinking of JNU to be as some sort of ideal space that they have been proudly declaring that they have been able to maintain the space due to the activism for a long time. So what's the narrative around JNU space between the JNU political activists? That in spite of BJP coming to power 2004, in spite of BJP coming to power in 1998, India One coming to power, in spite of all the upheavals that has been going on in the society changing first after neoliberalism, after this communal turn, We have been able to keep JNU as a space which is immune to all sorts of societal and political upheavals. And that is due to our activism. We have played an important role, and that's the speciality of JNU. I mean, this exclusivity of JNU, I mean, this JNU exceptionalism also plays a very important role in JNU politics. That's the thing. So this JNU exceptionalism, I mean, took a body blow, I can say, after the Najib's movement. I mean, like incident like this can happen in JNU. The PVP people can come beat up his student in gang and made him disappear from the campus. And they are not facing any active, any sort of disciplinary action.
Yeah.
And in spite of waging a movement, people have, in spite of all the shortcomings by the union or by the others, it's the people have, it's genuinely waged a struggle in Nazis movement. And after all these things, we were there as we were in the beginning. Nothing has been done.
Yeah.
In terms of getting back Najib, finding out Najib, where Najib is, neither at least getting some sort of justice for Najib in terms of getting his perpetrators, facing disciplinary action. So after a whole lot of 1.5 years, yeah, Najib movement in that way strikes a special chord within the JNU students in that, yeah, this movement is still going on. This movement has changed JNU a bit.
Mm.
I can say of all these things.
What are your plans for the future? What do you want to do after this? Like, how many years of PhD do you still have?
I have almost a year, officially have a year of PhD.
And you're going to continue with student activism during that 1 year?
Yeah.
And then what after that?
Even after that, I haven't decided, but once people are in JNU, they want to stay back in JNU. Let's see if I can. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you, Sumitran.
Yeah, thank you.